It's Monday morning. It's the start of a brand new week. This is Tony and Emma at breakfast. And what is wrong with you today? Why are you smiling like that? You're freaking me out.
Oh, I read that happy people are less likely to catch a cold. And everyone around me at the moment seems to have colds.
Great.
So I'm just going to go round and do what I did at Butlin's and then just put a little bit of Vaseline on my teeth so I can't, like, not smile. So that's why I'm looking at you like this.
And where were you when we had a global pandemic, Emma? You could have fixed the entire planet just walking around with Vaseline on your teeth.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it good?
Don't worry about those masks, people. Don't worry about staying indoors. Don't worry about 2 metres apart. Emma's got a cure. Just smile at everybody. Smile!
Smile! Do you want to try some?
What, Vaseline on my teeth?
Yeah, I've brought some with me. Look.
Of all the things you've offered me to try over the years, that's probably one that's at the bottom of the list. No, thank you. I don't want to stick some weird Vaseline on my own teeth.
Look, go on, try it. Go on, please. Go on, look. Just stick a little bit on. Stick a little bit on.
It makes
your face hurt, though.
Why do I agree to do these things?
My face is hurting.
How much of it have I got to put on my teeth?
Just put a little bit. Stick on your finger like toothpaste. And then just rub it in.
Oh, jeez. No, this is not for... Emma!
No.
Play a song or something. I'm going to the bathroom. This is Tony and Emma.
I'm going to hell.
I
might have told a little white lie.
This will be a clangor, folks. Okay, listen in. What kind of white lie have you told now?
It's a little big white lie.
It's already gone from a little white lie to a big white lie. Come on.
I went to feed the fish yesterday, and we all had a fish in our house. Like, Milo had one, I had one, and Evie had one. Well, Milo's fish was floating, and my fish was eating it. So I got it out, and I was like, uh-oh. I couldn't tell him that my fish had eaten it. So I just said, oh, I thought it'd been poorly for a little while. Like, you know, so I think it looked a bit poorly the other day, babe. I think it just caught like a fish cold or
something. He's gone to find Nemo.
Yeah, that kind of thing is what I said. And I felt really bad because I thought, I can't tell him that my one actually ate his one.
But in actual fact, your fish is a murderer.
Yeah, I know. But I thought it's okay because... It wasn't like a big lie, was it? It was a white lie.
Yeah, but it depends.
Myself.
If your fish was just having a cheeky little nibble, quite frankly, I'm not surprised because you forget to feed the fish, right? Which is probably why this one's conked out in the first place. Or was your one sat there with a napkin on and getting his little sauces out going, oh, this is lovely, this. Have we got any more of these fish I could have a little nibble on?
I feel like it was more like the napkin thing without the napkin.
Yeah.
But it was fine. I just thought, right, mummy guilt kicks in because I've lied. But actually, every now and again, those white lies, they happen, don't they?
And they'll catch up with you one after the other. Yeah, they'll catch up with you. Wait till I see Milo next time. As you fish, this is Tony and Emma. Good morning to you. It's Tony and Emma. It's Monday today. This is Tony and Emma at breakfast. Now, earlier in the show, we were talking about Emma telling her son, Milo, a little white lie about losing his little fish. And little white lies from parents seem to be a very popular thing.
It does. We've had a couple of messages about this. Hi, Tony. Can you tell Emma not to worry? I told my kids that I had to work during the Easter holidays. I then dropped them at their nan and granddad's. Little did they know I was actually heading for a mummy's day out at Thorpe Park. They'd have gone nuts if they'd have known.
That's
I love that.
Brilliant.
That's hilarious.
Brilliant. Well done,
That's
you.
That's my type of mummy. Okay, we've got a message here from Chris. He says, my daughter had a pet rabbit for Christmas one year. I accidentally left the hutch door open and it was never seen again. I told her it was hibernating, which meant that it had to sleep for a few days at a time. Rushed out to the pet shop and tried to buy an identical one, but there wasn't any. I got a brown one instead and told my daughter sometimes when they sleep, they change colour.
That's amazing!
It says here she's now 11 and still says, do you remember when our rabbit changed colour, Dad?
Oh, when she figures that out, there's going to be trouble. I'd tell her just before you walk her down the aisle. I've got one on the screen here from Lizzie. She says, I always told my kids that when they're high, I've heard this, that when I've heard the ice cream van playing his tune, it's meant he's run out and he was signalling other ice cream men. Brilliant.
Oh.
I have done that to my son Dexter and he just rolls his eyes now and go, no, he hasn't though, has he? I'm like, no, son, but we're still not getting an ice cream. This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Morning, just got 8, Monday today, start of a brand new working week. It's Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Right, this weekend, I've got to tell you this because this is good. Over the weekend, I met the real life Prince Eric.
Who's Prince Eric?
So Prince Eric is from Little Mermaid. And for those of you who know me really well or have listened for a while, you know that I do children's entertainment sometimes. And the Disney princesses are my very good friends.
Wink, wink. All of them?
All of them are very good friends of mine.
Right.
And this weekend I went along to a party and the dad was dressed as Prince Eric. Now it's like a dream come true. There was me with my flowing red locks and my second husband in tow. He was great.
Right,
He was definitely a dishy dad.
So this is all going on at kids' parties, folks. This is what's really happening. Emma,
behind the scenes.
Emma turns up, dresses as a princess and leaves with your husband. What could possibly go wrong? Come on, sorry. Prince Eric. We're off to the registry office. This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
We've just woken up on a manic Monday after the weekend, but we're all good.
Well, we were all good until now.
Okay.
And this music signals... What do you think it signals?
I think it signals UFOs.
Yeah, you'd be on the right track. So it's been discovered that if you want to spot a UFO, you should head to my home country, Wales.
Oh, why?
Well, according to an alien expert, there were 323 cases of ET craft being seen in Wales in the last year.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Are you sure people just haven't got funny eyesight there?
No, what I think it is, you can stop the music now. What I think it is people in Wales have got not very much to do, so they go to the pub, they come out of the pub, they probably see a streetlight and go, alien! And that's what it is.
Oh, dear.
Or there's some bloke checking his phone up a hill, because it's very hilly, and he's there on his phone. Oh, look at them lights! Look at them lights in the sky! No, it's just die, seeing if he's got his Just Eat order on the way. That's probably all it is. There's no aliens in Wales. I mean, you know, I'm from Wales. Do I appear to you like I'm an alien?
Well, yes. You could fit right in with Men in Black.
You know when you wish you never asked the question? This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
It's Monday morning. It's Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Never give your parents a key to your house is all I'm going to say. I came home last night and my hallway was full of pink storage boxes. And the funny thing is, right, is I know these pink storage boxes, but I haven't seen them since I split up with my ex before I got married and moved home for a bit. So I stood there thinking, why and where are they from? And then I saw a nice little note on the top. We're having a spring clear out. This is yours. Love you, Mum and Dad Bears.
I love the fact that your Mum and Dad put Dad Bear, but Dad Bear, Mum Bear. I love your M Bear. I know.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I spoke to your dad the other week and I was about to go, see you later, Dad Bear. And I thought that'd be weird if he hears that from me. I'm not your dad. All right, Mike, calm down.
He'd probably just call you Bear back. But
So
yeah,
this was all of your rubbish from a previous relationship, previous to the previous one.
That is the best part of six storage boxes full of stuff. Some of it I don't even know what's in there because I just thought, I'm not going for all this now.
Well, I mean,
but
if it's you, Emma, there'll
be
vision boards and books full of dreams and all this kind of dream catchers,
absolutely.
All this kind of...
Absolutely. Yeah, but I've got absolutely nowhere to put it. I was quite happy with it in their garage.
Nope, I can help you. I've got somewhere where you should put it.
Go on, then.
The tip.
No,
just
no, I can't
put them all in the boot
like
of your car, drive each of the storage boxes to the local recycling place and just tip them in.
Not doing it. I've just got to change the door key so they can't give me anything else.
Right. This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
So it's Monday morning. It's Tony and Emma. Thanks for tuning in.
I am so excited about picking my children up from the childminders today. I cannot wait.
Oh, because they've gone back and you're kind of back to routine now.
No, because my childminder has just got a pet goat.
What?
A pet goat called Trevor. It's 4 weeks old, and she sent me a picture of it yesterday. And it's this little actual goat, and they'll be able to feed it through a bottle and everything.
This sounds like you've sent your kids to a petting zoo rather than a childminder, but I'm down with this. This is great effort from the childminder. Hey, come to my place. We've got goats and everything.
I know. Well, they've got chickens, guinea pigs, and they've got, like, dogs, like normal animals, you know. They've got a couple of horses.
Are you sure you haven't sent your kids to, like, an animal farm place?
Well, you know, like I said, they might fit right in, but I am super excited about the goat. Who has a pet goat? It literally is walking around the house. She sent me pictures of it walking around her house.
A goat inside the house?
Yeah, it's called Trevor.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard. We need a full report on what goes on with the childminder's goat on tomorrow's show.
Okay, I can do that.
This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Morning to you. This is Tony and Emma. It's Tony and Emma at breakfast.
So millions of us are saying that they're ready to shake up their lives this year, and change is on the horizon, apparently.
People say this every year, and then they get to New Year's Eve and go, oh, next year.
No, this is apparently the year, and I kind of feel this as well. My psychic vibrations say that this is the year. So it's not just that year, it's this year.
I don't think we all want to know anything about your psychic vibrations at this time of the morning.
So 59% of people asked said that they want to get out of their everyday rut in 2024 and they are ready to make a big change.
Right.
And I feel like that as well, you know. Sometimes you wake up, don't you, and you just think, I'm ready to burst my bubble. I'm ready to do something new and embrace some change. And I do feel like that. I feel like, you know, we're on a bumpy train ride and there's going to be roller coasters going up and down. And I feel like change is coming.
I'm just kind of meandering from one tax bill to the other, going, okay, well, I've got that one sorted. And then here you are, bursting bubbles and riding bumpy trains. And that's the difference between Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
It's Tuesday morning. It's Tony and Emma at breakfast. Here we go, Emma. Let's start the show with a question for you. What do you think women have voted as the best ever invention?
It's got to be, you know, one of those hoovers that goes round like on its own and hoovers the house for you.
I want one of these, but I'm scared my dog will smash it up and it will just be a waste of money because my dog will take one look at that and go, nope. That's close. It's close. It's not right, okay. But it's close.
Okay. What about the oven?
Oh,
the oven is a great invention.
It's closer. It's closer than the Hoover.
A bottle opener.
I can see why it might be a bottle opener. But yeah,
it's appealing, isn't
it? Yeah, I can see that. Nope. The right answer is the washing machine.
Oh, do you know what? The washing machine is good. You know, back in the old days, you needed to have to like get a big tub and like wash it outside in soapy water and then grind it.
And that mangly
thing
that your nan used to have, or your great nan, you know, used to put your clothes through and squash all the water out. Yeah, it's all gone now. I mean, I've only in the last couple of years mastered my washing machine. But I had a washer dryer for years before I knew it was a dryer.
Oh no. Do you know what though? I've never bought a washer dryer because I don't trust them. I think they break more often than
I didn't know
I
bought one. And my neighbour said, you know, that's a tumble dryer as well, don't you? And I went, nope. And it's brilliant now.
That's good. Yeah, I can see why women have voted that the best ever invention. Yep, washing machine, you're
okay,
in.
Okay, if you could invent something, what would it be? If you could invent, what were we going to get people on to pitch their inventions?
Oh, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Right, okay. So maybe you have come up, maybe you haven't actually invented it in terms of building it and making it, but you've got an idea for an invention.
Yes.
That will do. Get in touch now. You can get in touch on WhatsApp 07706 300 565. Or you can email direct at studio@tonyandemma.co.uk. Your ideas for inventions, if they're any good, we try and make it for you.
Yeah, I mean, what would it be?
Yeah, that's what we're going to find out. This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Good morning. It's Tuesday the 16th of April. You're here with Tony and Emma.
We certainly are. We've been talking about inventions or your ideas for inventions on the show this morning. Emma, have we had anyone get in touch?
We have. Julia says, good morning, guys. I've just been away on holiday and I would invent something where you could make time go slower so I could have had more time there. That is good, isn't it? So maybe like a time machine thing.
See what you mean? But you slow time down while you're away. Yeah, I'm not sure we can build that by Friday for you, Julia, but that's a tidy idea. I quite like that. What we got one from Mason. What's Mason say?
Mason says, I'd invent a robot that could cook and help me with the general daily tasks, but didn't argue with me or answer me back.
Right, Mason, definitely don't get married. This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Good morning, it's Tuesday the 16th of April. How are you doing? It's Tony and Emma.
That's absolutely right. I've only now just got my neck cricked. You know when you get your...
I've had that
a few days. And I'm not slagging this off. Don't misunderstand me. But I went to one of these cinemas where they've got this experience with like they call it 4DX. And you sit in this kind of chair. It's like a theme park ride.
Right.
And the movie's on. But when the movie's on and it says, you know, the chair will move and vibrate and stuff.
Like a simulator.
Yeah, but it was extreme. It was relentless. And a movie's like 2 hours long. So by the end of it, I was dizzy. I had...
motion sickness.
Yeah, whiplash. And not only that, I mean, my 10-year-old son thought it was the best thing ever because we went to see Ghostbusters like this, right?
Right, okay.
But this chair is swinging side to side. There was no way you could have a drink or popcorn in one of these contraptions. At one point,
really?
We were tipped right up. Then we were tipped right back. Then they're blowing wind at you and water at you and smells and
smoke. Oh, my goodness, this sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's great if you're on a 3 or 4 minute theme park ride and you go, that's brilliant. 2 hours, Did you need a sick bag?
I needed rehab.
That's what I needed by the end of that. So that was my experience of the 4DX. Maybe it's just because Ghostbusters is a bit extreme and there's car chases and they're chasing ghosts and all of that. Maybe if you go and watch something, maybe I should go back and watch the Amy Winehouse movie in 4DX and just see how I get on with that one.
I think you should just admit that you're too old, you're past your roller coasters, and you shouldn't go to a 4DX film.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I should go on Wednesdays when it's OAP day. This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Good morning, it's Tony and Emma. It's Tuesday today. Welcome to Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Did you know, right, modern couples getting married want to try and change their vows, okay, to include a promise to do half of the housework. And apparently, 56% of 18 to 24-year-olds think that it would help keep their marriage strong if they had that in there.
Well, we've had three marriages on this show already, and none of those...
none of those have really worked out.
None of those worked out.
So maybe we do need this.
Well,
oh, and you took the bins out. Yeah. That's good. I kept you.
Yeah, I took the bins out. I didn't do my share of cooking. I still don't do my share of cooking. I live on my own.
Well, no, that's a given. What about mowing the lawn?
Yeah, I was good at that.
Oh, okay, did you wash the cars?
Well, I took it to the car wash.
Okay, that's a good start.
Well, yeah.
So 18 to 24-year-olds think that this would keep their marriage strong.
Right. Look, I don't want to sound like an old person giving unwanted advice here, but I think there's more to it than doing housework, folks.
I think if you put that
in your vows, don't invite me to your wedding. They'll be going, boring! This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
It's just gone 8 o'clock. It's Tuesday morning. It's Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Okay, so I have just found out this amazing piece of information. Did you know it takes between 90 seconds and 4 minutes for our brains to decide if we're attracted to someone or not?
No, not mine.
90 seconds?
5 seconds.
5 seconds? What are you going on?
That's why I keep getting married and divorced.
Oh, this is true, yes.
Yeah, I don't let my brain get to the full 4 minutes. I go, let's get married.
Yeah. I feel like you should kind of give them like a week first before you decide, yes, I'm going to get down on one knee and propose.
I mean, every time, I've only been three times, right? But every time I've gone to Las Vegas, my phone is full of messages from my friends going, do not get married. Do not get married. Do not get married. I'm like, I haven't met anybody. We know what you're like. You'll meet someone called Candice on day four and come back married. I'm like, yeah, that probably is true. Would you believe it? 90 seconds.
Yeah, I think you can tell quite quickly whether you're attracted to someone or not, can't you? There's got to be something, you know, some attraction there, whether it's humour, whether it's physical attraction or, you know, whatever that might be. You can usually tell quite quickly, I think.
I agree. I've got a very good detector for that. Usually if they're an all-inclusive, eat as much as you like buffet, I'm attracted to them. This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
It's Tony and Emma at breakfast, and Emma's not having a good week with cars, are you?
I'm not having a good week with cars, no. So my car broke down, and unfortunately, it was not inside the 25-mile radius of my breakdown cover, which meant I had to pay for a tow truck to come and pick up the car, then bring it back to a garage, and it's going to cost me an absolute fortune. It basically needs a whole new engine.
Brilliant.
And this is that part in my life where I think, why did I not study mechanics?
To be fair, I don't think they should teach full-on mechanics, right? But I do think they should teach the basics at school. You know, like, and there are some schools now that are doing how to change tyres or what the oil. And what is actually... I'm really guilty for this, right? Because I'm not a petrol head, right? But I've only had to learn over the years. But no one taught me this stuff. I don't really know how a car worked until a few years ago. I just pressed go and we went forward.
Well, I still don't. And now, because I didn't change the oil and because I didn't do all those other things, it's broken down and it's going to cost me an absolute fortune.
Oh, was it the oil? You didn't put the oil in?
Well, I don't know. It's like a problem with the belts and the oil. And apparently, the man in the garage said, oh, we've seen another few cars in the last few months. Same make and model as this. About the same age. Think it might be one of those problems.
Oh, it's never good when a mechanic goes, oh. Whenever you hear that, or they rub their chin... and they do that kind of tilty head thing, that's going to cost you money. If you ever see that coming, you go, this will be an expensive visit to the garage.
Yeah.
Good, keep us up to date. We're all invested into when you get your car back.
Well, I hope I get it back soon.
So do I, so I have to stop driving you around. This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Tuesday morning, Tony and Emma at breakfast, and I finally caught up on the end of Ant & Dec's Saturday Night Takeaway.
Wasn't it sad?
Oh,
it was
so good. I couldn't watch it on the night because I was doing my own show somewhere, but I caught up with it. I got to tell you, it was emotional. It was emotional.
It was. I felt really sad. I even messaged them on Instagram to say, like, I feel actual real sadness that this has come to an end.
Don't worry, be back next week. Emma sent a text on Instagram. That'll change it all. Oh, Deck will read that and go, well, we can't stop now.
Yeah.
Well,
that Emma saying wants Emma's it to come message. Back.
No, seriously, the little tune they did at the end, the little wave,
oh,
the little Morecambe and Wise.
Oh, sad. Boy.
I know they're back next weekend on Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
But it won't
it's
be Saturday Night Takeaway. And the really nice part of the watching it, when I watched it back, was when Ant said, we grew up watching shows like this, and they kind of meant Noel's House Party and other things that was a bit similar to that. And they, in my opinion, they surpassed that. This is what they've, 20 years, they delivered.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Ant and Dec. We're going to miss you. This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Good morning. It's Tuesday today. It's Tony and Emma at breakfast. Emma, why are you looking worried?
I'm ill. I feel ill.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Well,
I'm
the last person you need medical attention from. So what can I do to help this situation?
Sad.
What have you got?
I've got dromomania.
At least you know what you've got. What is dromomania?
Travel addiction. addiction.
Yeah.
Taking me back.
Yeah, I could have told you. So you went on your solo holiday.
My long weekend. Yeah. Oh my gosh. And like now we're back in reality. I just want to go back. I want to be back on the beach, you know, in the sea with the sun on my face. Without small children saying, "Mom, can I have this? Mom, can I have that?"
There is a lot to be
done.
I go on a couple of solo trips and I know exactly what you mean. And I get the feeling at the airport when I get my bag. I don't even have to get home. I just see Britain and go, And, you know, I try and get the train back from Heathrow or something and go, just take me back.
But it's seeping in now. You know, it's been like a week or so since I got back and I feel like it's seeping in and dromomania is a thing. I looked it up.
Dromomania. Right, well, I'll be suffering from dromomania in July, I reckon. Right, this is Tony and Emma. Have a wonderful day.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Wednesday morning, Tony and Emma at breakfast.
So, I've got a little guessing game for you.
Oh, straight in with a guessing game. Right,
yes.
And am I the guesser today?
You're the guesser today.
Yes.
Usually it's me. But
I know. Come on then, I'm ready.
All right, so 28% of us do this when cooking a meal. What is it?
Look on Just Eat to see what the price would be instead of bothering to cook it.
Oh my God, no. Oh. No, that's what you would do. We're talking about the majority here. 28% of normal people that don't do what you do.
Put everything back in the fridge and order a Deliveroo. No.
That's what you do as well. Right, stop thinking about you. Think
about
what
other
people do.
The other day I got mince out of the fridge, put it on the side and went, oh no, then ordered a spaghetti bolognese from my mate's Italian.
Are you kidding? No way.
Yeah, I did.
Tony, that's bad.
No, I don't know because I don't really cook. What do 28% of people do while they cook?
Right, is play music.
Oh, yeah, okay. When I bothered to have a go, I would do that too. I've got a little smart speaker that I won't say the name of in case it sets anyone's off in the kitchen now. So I'll just tell her and she just turns up with the tunes.
Play the tunes, yeah. It's like kitchen disco whilst you're having a cook.
Yeah.
I like it. You know, sprinkle some things in, shake it around a bit. It's happy days, isn't it? Play some music while you're having a cook.
Right, Tony, I thought it'd be higher than that, to be fair. This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Good morning. It's Wednesday the 17th of April. And Dibs, you didn't tell me in the holidays when you said that you had Dexter, your son, you were going into London to have like a great day with Horrible Histories.
Oh, yes, we went all the way into London and it was absolutely brilliant. As you can imagine, because, you know, I worked there for 12 odd years every day. So I actually know London more than the place where I actually live. Which is useful when you take your kid there and you go, this is so-and-so, this is so-and-so. And he was like, aren't we going on a history cruise? I was like, yeah. He went, well, shut up then. Because I was doing all of this, is this building. And this
you were the
is
tour
this
guide.
Yeah. So we went down to Tower Bridge and we jumped on board the Horrible Histories Thames Cruise, which takes you from basically Tower Bridge all the way up to the House of Parliament, if you know London. And then it turns around, they do a couple of songs, and it is so good. If you like Horrible Histories, your kids are into Horrible Histories, it's not scary. They do tell you lots of gory stuff, but in a very Horrible Histories type way. So they make it really cool and acceptable for the kids, but they don't kind of, they're not shy about what went on in the past because it went on.
Right. Okay. So what's a marks out of 10? What would we give it?
I would very happily give it 9 because the only reason I take a point off, it could have been longer. But I know it wasn't longer because the kids are 7 to 11 years old and they probably that's their attention that they
Great.
Get
okay, so I'm going to put that down on my list of things to do in the near future, I think.
Yeah, it's a massive thumbs up from me. And then I'll tell you what else happened in a minute. This is Tony and Emma. Tony and Emma at breakfast. It's Tony and Emma at breakfast. So earlier in the show, I was telling you about how I went to London with Dexter and we had our trip on the Horrible Histories Thames cruise. It was all wonderful. And then I hadn't had any food. He'd had lunch, but I wasn't hungry, right? So I just kind of had a little drink in the while we were waiting to go on the cruise.
Oh, gosh. So
by the time we came off the cruise, I was hangry as hell. Right?
Oh, no.
I was, you know when I get really hungry and I get really,
yeah,
I can't
like smoke
think straight.
Comes out your ears and you can actually see it.
So I was like, right, okay, we're going to go for some food. We're not going to spend loads of money. I just spent loads of money getting here and doing all this, right? So we traipse around and we're walking about and we're in a bit of London now. We walked over Tower Bridge because he wanted to walk over. So we're in a bit of London I don't know very well. Right, mm-hmm. So I'm thinking somewhere around here there'll be a restaurant chain that we, you know, that we like to eat in. No, could I find anything? No, could I find a Nando's or a Pizza Express or even a McDonald's? Could I find any of these? No, I found this restaurant, and it was like a very fancy. I don't know whether it was French or Italian. It looked very very posh, right? And I looked. I didn't even, to be fair, look at the I looked, and it was like 45 quid a dinner, and I was like, no, we're not eating
it's a
here.
Lot.
Right? Yeah. So anyway, I traipsed off from there. Then we got the tube and I went back to a place where, you know, where I know. So we went back to the West End and I was like, right. And all the way there, I'm going, we're not spending a lot of money. You know, we spent a lot of money already today. And I don't know what possessed me. I walked into a really expensive steak restaurant on autopilot and just ordered steak for us both.
And I'm guessing that that steak was the best part of 45 quid on its own.
Oh,
without the chips
and
the sides.
I've got to tell you, it was way over that for each of us. And,
oh, no.
And I remember when the bill came, Dexter went, 40, said, do you want to spend any money? I know, but I forgot.
But it was so good and the cow's already dead.
It was stunning, but now I need to go and do, you know, 55 million shows to try and make up for that. It was stunning, but when you're hangry, Emma, you just can't think straight.
This is Tony and Emma. Tony and Emma at
breakfast. Hi, Leslie. Hope you're okay. Just a massive favour, if you don't mind. I'm just halfway up the mountain at the moment and I've just remembered that we have fish. So I just wondered whether it'd be okay to quickly nip into ours and feed the fish today. And then maybe not tomorrow, but the next day, if that's okay. So sorry. I'm sure they're fine. If they're floating on the top, just leave them. It's fine.
There she is, folks. Pet owner of the year, Emma Saint.
They did survive, just so you know. They survived. It was fine.
Where were you and how did you forget you actually have got fish? And it's not just a couple in a fish bowl. You've actually got like a fish tank.
Here's a fish tank, yeah. The problem was, I went on holiday and I was skiing, hence why I was up the mountain. And we'd been there a couple of days and I just suddenly thought, oh my gosh, I've got fish. And I knew my neighbour had a key, so I thought, yeah, we need to go in and feed them. So that's what, but you know, I thought, what if they've, you know, passed away? What if they are floating on the top? And I thought, in which case, you're just going to have to leave them. You know, you can't feed fish that are dead.
You most absolutely can't be fish that are dead. No, that would change the concept of going to the fish and chip shop forever.
Tony and Emma at breakfast. Tony and Emma at breakfast. Tony and
Emma at breakfast. Hello, good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. It's Tony and Emma at breakfast.
God, I had the strangest night's sleep. I don't know whether we were on like full moon or something, but I was dreaming that I was back at college. And do you ever have those dreams where they are really real, like really real?
Yeah, not very often, but you know, I know what you mean. You wake up and you almost think you're in wherever you were dreaming.
Oh, it was.
And then you
was,
go, oh no,
yes.
This is my life.
And it was so strange, right? And this morning, my best friend's text to say, "Em, I can't meet you at the bus stop. And why would we? We drive. Like, are you okay?" And I was thinking, what? What's she messaged me that for? So I looked back at my messages, and I'd text her in the night to say, "I'll meet you at the bus stop for college."
Brilliant.
Because I was obviously in my dream, but I don't even remember waking up and sending her this message. Em, I can't meet you at the bus stop, and why would we drive? Are you okay? Are you okay?
And I think we all know the answer to that. This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast. If you are on the hunt for a new job and you're listening to this, I've got one for you, okay? So you need to be physically fit.
Yes, I am.
And you need to be able to do things very quickly.
No,
hang on,
I'm
did you just
already.
Say, yes, I'm physically fit?
Well, I am physically fit. I've got two arms, two legs, two ears, a nose and a mouth.
That doesn't count. You can't see and you can't run. And you don't run.
Yeah.
Right, you're
There's
out. You're out already.
Can't running and won't running. I won't run.
There's a deal. Yes, I know, but if you're applying for a job where those are the things that you need to be, right, you're not going to succeed.
Oh,
you
will not be a successful applicant. I can't do this job. What's the job anyway? We don't know what it is.
Okay, right. It's to become a car seat tester.
I'm definitely out of that. Right, okay.
I mean, who would like to do that? So you've got to be able to get in and out of a car at least 100 times in limited amounts of time. So very, very quickly. But also, the pay, £11.44 an hour. And I'm guessing if you're kind of trying out the car seats and you've got to get in and out really quickly.
They don't mean the crash test dummies, they're now using people, do they? Just
well,
mean you're
I
just trying
know.
Seats out for comfy, I reckon.
You know, well, like, maybe comfy, but if you've got, it's going to be quick, isn't it? You know, like,
sit in and go, yeah,
heated?
I like this one. This one's my favourite. And maybe someone yeah. who gets this job could finally solve the problem of moving the chair forwards and backwards. And it should be the same in every car. Because the other week I rented a car and I got in and I was like, OK, well, I'm quite far away from the pedals. I've only got little legs. And I'm thinking, well, there's normally a little button. No, there was not nothing there. And anyway, because it was a new car that I'd rented, whoa, it was all on a little joysticky thing. And I was like, oh, so that should be universal. So whoever gets this job, there's your first day's work done for you. Good luck with that. This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Good morning, Wednesday the 17th of April. You're here with Tony and Emma. Come on then, what you got?
Okay, I got this. Men on average tell 58 of these a week, but what do you reckon it might be?
Ooh, might tell someone that they're beautiful or something like that.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, that's such a girly answer. No, the right answer is lies. Men on average tell 58 lies.
Maybe that was one of the lies.
A week. Yeah. 58 lies we do in a week.
How many do women tell then?
Well, according to research, 11.
Oh, well, there you go. We're not liars. It's not in our blood. We are honest, beautiful creatures.
But that's largely because I think it comes down to, does my bum look big in this? Right? So we have to dodge the truth more than women do, right? And women are quite happy to be open and honest. Go, oh my God, you can't wear that shirt. Gee, yeah, that's what you'd get.
Well,
yeah, whereas if
second.
I said that in the roles reversed to you, I'd get the evils all day.
Right, okay, but how come you never lie to me?
Well, we have a different relationship. I'm very
you know,
honest
with
you.
When I say to you, does this dress look good? You'll be like, oh no, I don't like that one.
Yeah, definitely don't go out in there.
No, don't wear that.
Have you got a mirror? This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Do you ever drive somewhere and wonder how you got there? You know, like when you drive like on
Oh, I know what you mean. That hasn't happened to me for a while, but I do know what you mean. I've also looked up before, not that I'm not looking out the window, officer, but you know, like when you kind of go, well, I'm already here. So I have had that happen. Yeah.
I think if I did my test again, though, I would definitely fail.
Oh, there's not a chance. I probably wouldn't even get to the test centre.
No, I don't think I would either. You know, like where you have to do the steering wheel thing and like hold it with both hands and things like that. I would fail.
And my car shouts at you if you don't hold the steering wheel properly.
Oh, really?
The alarms go off. It goes, bing, bing, driver, attention. And you're like, hang on, I'm holding the wheel. How do you think we're going along? Who do you think's driving this? And it also has got a camera. I don't know how it works, but sometimes I like to just nod my head just to set it off to show Dexter. And if you fall asleep at the wheel, my car will wake you up.
Oh, that is clever, though.
Yeah,
I mean, that
it knows.
Is good, isn't
if you
it?
Bob your head or it does something, I don't know how it works. Somebody listening will know the technology behind this. I don't. But I do know that if you bob your head a bit or you're looking out the side windows a bit too much, it goes, driver attention required. And
oh,
then it will start making weird noises.
Good.
Anyway, so that has happened to me, yes.
When I hired a car on holiday, I had to Google which side of the road to drive on.
This is a bad start for hiring a car.
No.
Okay, yes, that was the other side to the side we drive on. That's why you were sat on the other side of the car.
Yeah, I know, but you don't think like that, do you? You get a little
the rest
bit,
of us
I was
do,
a little bit panicky.
Just you don't. The
I
rest of
thought,
us know, oh, look, I'm sat in the left-hand driver's seat. I'll drive on this side of the road.
Well, I just thought, Google will have the answer. And when I gave it back, the lady looked so happy.
Oh,
she
I bet she waved you off in that car, saying, we will never see that car again.
No, that wasn't what she said. She said, have fun in the car, bring back, it's not hurt.
Brilliant.
That's what she said.
That's kind of what I meant, but she just said it slightly differently. This is Tony and Emma.